We know agricultural educators.
And we know that the job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.
Hey, Owl Pellets, this is Brian, Kate, and Marshall here by the Owl Pellets. We are so excited today. We're going to just be the three of us talking about something that impacts every single one of us. It's the question we ask ourselves every morning as we take off to go to work. What am I going to wear today? And Kate Shoulders has done some great research here, actually looking at what we wear as ag teachers may actually make a difference. So, Kate.
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys found.
I'm excited to talk with you guys about this today, primarily because it's something everybody, even subconsciously, thinks about, right? Whether it's the decision of what's clean and dirty, what's ironed and not, what fits and what doesn't, what's comfortable and what isn't, and who we're going to be around. So even the folks that say, oh, I don't pay attention to what I wear every day. It's interesting. My boss here, he says, oh, I don't mess with any of that stuff, but I notice he's got a coat and tie in his office. And so when he's got to go to important meetings, that coat and tie goes on. So he does think about it, even if he thinks he doesn't. And so that's why it's an interesting aspect to do a little digging into. I originally did not want to dig into it necessarily, but my student teachers kept saying, I'm going to wear jeans when I student teach. And we keep saying, no, you're not going to wear jeans when you student teach. And so I started asking myself, why? Is there any reason behind that? Or are we just saying that because we've always said it to our student teachers? So we did a little research into it. We actually went to a school that's local here. We just went to one, and we held up pictures of different individuals dressed in different attire, right, different garb. So we had an older guy that was wearing jeans and a t-shirt and sneakers. And then we had the same older guy dressed really nicely, like a suit and tie, and then, you know, some aspects in the middle. And then, so we did that with an older guy, an older female, a younger guy, and a younger female. So we had the four people. It was 16 kind of slides that we'd show people. And so as we showed students, we found something fascinating. So if you are in this school, right, the two teachers in this particular school dress in jeans and t-shirts every day, maybe a polo. And if you were in that school, and this is throughout, a formally dressed teacher, if they're a general ed teacher and the student thinks they're a gen ed teacher, they say they're disconnected, they don't know their students well, but they really, really know their content, but it's going to be a hard class and kind of strict. So you guys can maybe think about teachers that you had that way. You know, they said like it's an English teacher or a biology teacher. So if you were, and that was everybody, but if you were in an ag class and had an informally dressed teacher, you viewed that person as an expert. So when we showed a picture of a jeans and a t-shirt, first they'd say, that's probably a janitor. And we said, well, what if it's an ag teacher? And they say, oh, they really, really knowledgeable. They know their stuff. So how interesting. Suddenly they're like experts. They were janitors 2 seconds ago. And when you ask the same question about a formally dressed teacher, and we said, this is a general ed teacher. It's an English teacher, whatever. Yeah, they're real disconnected. They don't know their students well. It's going to be a real hard class. And we'd say, it's an ag teacher. And they say, they don't know anything about ag. So if their ag teacher was wearing a suit, if you showed them a teacher that was wearing a suit or a tie, slacks, they'd say, no, they don't know anything about ag. They don't know what they're doing. They're not ready to do anything out that they actually need to do. So I don't want to learn ag for them. I probably know more than them. So that's what the ag student said. But if you went to a non-ag student, suddenly that strict teacher that was dressed formally, these students knew about ag, but when the teacher that we showed them was dressed formally and they'd say, yeah, disconnected, not friendly, they're a hard class and they really know their stuff. We said, okay, now it's an ag teacher. Remember, these students don't have ag classes. And they'd say, oh, it's an ag teacher. Well, they know their stuff really well. But they're really connected to their students, super friendly. That would be a great class to be in. So the difference there, an ag student that had ag classes with their teachers that dressed rather informally saw the formally dressed teacher as incompetent. Whereas if you knew about ag classes and the idea that ag classes are engaging and fun, and people want to be connected in them. The idea that that teacher wasn't ready to teach ag because they were dressed formally wasn't there. It didn't matter to them. So overall, what we found was that you as a teacher shape what your students think a professional agriculturalist looks like, right? We didn't get to the end and say, okay, so everybody should be wearing jeans. We got to the end and said, the teachers are shaping that perception. So really, as a teacher, you have to think, what do I want my students to view as a professional agriculturalist? Because that's me. That's who I am.
So it's interesting, Kate, because what I'm hearing is, you know, your initial dress, you know, maybe the first time you meet students or something, may have some impact. But I'm also hearing that even if you are in jeans and a t-shirt, but you know your content, then that can lead to respect. You know, I can dress up all I want and look as fancy as I want, but then if I can't go out and demonstrate my knowledge of ag, you know, an ag teacher that goes out in jeans and a t-shirt and can build a trailer in 8 hours, the kids say, wow, that person is an expert, regardless of how you dress. So, you know, if I were your student teachers, I might say, okay, I'll dress up early, and then I'm going to build respect through my work, and then I can dress however I want. What would you say about that?
So it's an interesting idea, because we had thought about that a lot. So we then looked at other people, right? That was just looking at the students and what they think. So yes, over time, the students care less and less about what you wear, and that, but that still shapes them, right? As they look, they can then say, okay, this is what a professional professional agriculturalist looks like, and that's fine. But we found that when you ask teachers, some ag teachers will say, everybody else in my school, I won't wear jeans because they're not allowed to wear jeans, and they dislike me because I am wearing jeans. Or when you show administrators or parents these same photos, remember those first kids when we held up a photo and said, this is someone in the school, who is this? They said, that's the janitor, right? Do you want your janitor, do you want to be mistaken for a janitor to people who are walking around your school that don't know you, or when you're walking around your community, right? I don't, and that's a personal choice, right? Folks say, oh, it doesn't matter. And that may be, but it is a conscious choice. So when we say, I'm not going to care, I'm going to wear jeans regardless of what people think about it, because I want to show people that I can be competent in jeans. That's perfectly fine, but it is a conscious choice, right? That you're showing folks that I'm okay with looking like who you might perceive as a janitor. So regardless of whether or not it's okay, you know, that's a personal choice. It does, however, shape people's opinions after. I personally keep thinking, you know, when I'm not working, I am in jeans and a baseball tee like every day. But when I am being a mentor to students that are looking at being professionals in agriculture, I want them to think about stepping it up so that they're then promoting ag as more than just this farming production oriented career choice.
I think that's one of the interesting things that kind of came to my mind as you were explaining that, Kate, was that difference in perception. And, you know, oftentimes we worry about, you know, the old cliche of just preaching to the choir, you know, yeah, the ag students were really fine whatever they were wearing. But, you know, that idea of maybe the answer is mixing it up, wearing jeans when it's appropriate, when you need to do something, maybe wearing something a little bit different on other days to help build that relationship across the school, because you're talking about when you're trying to recruit non-ag students into your program, they're looking for something, the parents are looking for something, the school administrator is looking for something, and then that school community is looking for something. And so, you know, I think that, to me, hearing what you're saying, to me, that's the takeaway, is you probably shouldn't have a standard daily uniform. You need to be going through there and mixing it up a little bit to show people that there is a variety. Because I can remember, you know, when I was teaching high school, I'd wear a tie a couple days a week, whenever appropriate, and it just really threw things off for some of the other teachers in the building, because they didn't think that was happening. So you brought in more kids and had other connections with kids in there. And then there were days that you wore, you know, other clothes because you're going to be doing stuff. But then we also had a shop, you know, lab coat. And so that helped cover things up out there in the Ag Mech lab and that sort of thing. So I think to me the biggest takeaway is what we wear does make a difference, and we need to think with all the different audiences as an ag teacher that we interact with. But then also go through here, what kind of perception do you want your students to be having about agriculture if they're seeing things out there? Because, again, it's not just what we think of ourselves. It's what the non-ag people think about us and as we try to promote agriculture.
Yeah, there are those two sides, right? Number one, you're a mentor to other students for all ag careers. And the other side of that is you're the representative of all ag ed to anyone that doesn't know about ag ed. So you're viewed in those kind of two different lights. I would do something very similar to what my boss here does. I had kind of a nicer outfit if I had a meeting to go to after school or between classes, or if I had an observation that was going to happen. And then I had my boots and jeans and a button down for going out to we had a livestock facility. So going out there and working with horses, and I would change. Some days it was like between every class I would change to make sure that I was putting out that perception. Now, not everybody goes to that that length. It can get kind of tiring, and there's a lot of laundry. The other thing that I hear from some teachers, and student teachers in particular, is I don't want to spend my money on nice clothes and then have them get ruined in the shop or when, you know, we're having baby pigs. Like, I don't want to get my nice clothes ruined. I'm not going to spend that kind of money. And so I make a point, and this can't, you know, now that we've got things online where you can do like online thrift shopping, you can get clothes cheaply that are nice. I make a point during our student teaching block to wear clothes, full outfits from Goodwill every day. So students can know these pants were $4 and they're from, you know, Ann Taylor, Banana Republic or Gap or Limited or wherever. They're nice clothes, but I spent $7 total on my outfit. So you do have to consciously make those choices, right? You do have to consciously say, okay, I'm going to go to Goodwill and get some dress clothes that if I do end up having to run out and do something in the shop, I'm okay with. But yeah, I totally agree that, you know, the price of what you spend, you shouldn't be, you know, wasting your, worrying about ruining your nice clothes out somewhere.
Well, and I just think, you know, I think about my ag teacher, and I looked up to him, and when I taught ag, I tried to emulate that. He was always dressed professionally, and I found a lot of value and credibility when he would throw on his lab coat, and it was used. It looked like he knew what he was doing. He has welded. He has done woodworking. He had different shoes that he would throw on. But I always would see him as a professional. I always saw him as someone that was engaged in the school community. He spoke up at teacher meetings. He was looked up to by other teachers. But man, he could throw on that lab coat. It was dark blue. I can see it today. Covered in kind of like just a slight tone of that cutting and metal dust. And that just brought so much validity to him. And I think knowing and showing how we can be context specific and know how to adjust to the different contexts. You know, I mirrored that as an ag teacher because he taught me that, how to be professional in different settings. And, you know, it is, he may have looked a bit like a machinist, but, you know, I found value in that and being able to switch back and forth, which seems to be, Kate, kind of what you found.
Yeah, I think the talent in switching back and forth is really, you know, in recognizing the outfit for, you know, what you should be wearing in each place is important. And you're representing all of ag to those two groups of people, those that know about it and those that don't. One, you're a mentor for the profession, the other, you're a mentor for, you're representing ag ed. And how do you do both of those? And it does require thinking, okay, what is appropriate for this setting? What is appropriate for that setting? So you can kind of adjust as needed and show your students that they can do the same thing. I will tell you kind of one, I found it amazing. When I was teaching, I was a younger teacher, right? I was like 22 when I was teaching. And I would walk through the hallway every day in like my boots or my sneakers, and I would hear cuss words. And it was our school policy that anytime you heard a cuss word, you had to take them to the office. And oh my gosh, I like never got anywhere. I would dread going through the hallways because I would hear 30 cuss words. I thought, gosh, like I can't get anywhere. So I had an observation one day and wore heels and walked down the hallway. And it was like the students parted for me. They heard me coming. I did not hear a single cuss word, and I thought, I figured it out. So I would just each day put on my heels to go walk down the hallway and get breakfast or whatever. No problem anymore because the students could hear me coming and knew I was a teacher.
Well, I think that's really important as we go back here because, you know, we look up to ag teachers as Marshall was talking about his ag teacher. I saw my ag teacher. I think they were probably cut from the same cloth and probably had the same lab coat, dark blue FFA emblem on the back, that sort of thing going on. But, you know, I think as ag teachers, we're that mentor for our students, and we want to make sure that they go out and that they're being perceived as professionals in whatever ag career that they are part of. And so, you know, having our attire is part of that professionalism. You know, you need to dress appropriately. You never would expect, you know, your veterinarian to show up to help pull a calf in a three-piece suit or a prom dress, but they're going to be dressed appropriately. And I think that's the thing we're talking about here is, you know, there are going to be days that dirty jeans and an old shirt are going to be the thing to have because of what you're doing. But there's going to be other days where it may be a nicer collared shirt and some slacks or a tie or whatever else from time to time to have that kind of perception on. I think that's something that as ag teachers we push to the side, don't think is important. But it is important as we're building that reputation with our students, but also as we building our reputation in the community to make sure that we're our value and seen as an important piece of the school, because you're also trying to build that school community as well. And especially if there are policies in your school building, you need to be careful on what things you ask for exceptions for. And if there is a policy that teachers will not wear jeans, you should ask for, I mean, my thinking would be you ask for those exceptions on special days rather than trying to violate every single day, because that's a good way for whenever you need to ask that English teacher or science teacher for a favor or for a student or whatever else, may make it a little bit harder to get that favor called in. So it's good stuff to think about.
Yeah, and that's really the whole point. It's stuff to think about. There is no, you know, recommendation. You've got to wear this. It's more every day you're making a choice. Make sure it's a conscious one.
Great stuff. Well, this has been fun to have the three of us sitting here chatting about some of the work that we've been doing. Kate, thanks for leading the conversation on this exciting piece of research you've got for us, because this is something, again, every single day when we get up to go to work, got to think about this kind of stuff. And so I know that I will be thinking more about what I put on every single day when I come to work. I know others are here this will as well. All right, folks, thank you for joining us. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram, leave a comment for us on iTunes about the podcast, and share with other folks, because that's what we're all about here, finding practical tips that are going to help you guys every single day in that middle school and high school agricultural education classroom. So for Kate and Marshall, this is Brian by the Owl Pellet. Thank you all very much.
We know agricultural educators.
And we know that the job is hard work.
Here to make your job easy is Owl Pellets, where we are regurgitating information just for you.